The title of this blog is The Foundations of Effective General Formation in Vocational Education, How to Train Tomorrow's Teachers, It is contributed by Karel van Nieuwenhuizen from the University of Leuven in Belgium. Project General Studies is a unique, demanding and complex school subject. Project General Studies from here on PGS encompasses general education within vocational secondary education organized by the Flemish community in Belgium, and it integrates content from no less than six disciplines: Dutch, mathematics, history, geography, natural sciences, and citizenship. This integration is not an end in itself, but a means of enabling learners to experience reality as a coherent whole, and to foster their interest in society. Effective PGS education requires solid foundations, and that is precisely what the PGS didactics focuses on in teacher education. A first foundation is the functional nature of PGS. In the program, prospective teachers learn to start from meaningful and functional contexts that connect with the living environment, current events, and future professional reality of learners. Topics such as dealing with money, social media, health, housing, the use of generative AI, the importance of safety at work, the design of a new playground, the importance of the rules of law, and how to apply for a job make abstract learning objectives concrete. Functionality is always linked to three areas of development: personal growth, such as self-confidence, resilience, identity, opinion forming; social development, including citizenship, participation in democratic society and self-reliance; and thirdly, professional preparation. This makes learning relevant and motivates learners in vocational education who do not always feel engaged by traditional school knowledge. In addition, a fundamental aspect of PGS is the cross-disciplinary and integrated teaching and learning of content. PGS transcends subject boundaries and aims to enable learners to learn in a coherent manner. This requires prospective teachers to have thorough pedagogical content knowledge, hereafter PCK. They must have a good mastery of content within a discipline, content knowledge, or CK, and also of general pedagogical didactical knowledge, PK. This includes, for instance, knowledge about classroom management, diversity, instructional strategies, motivation, and effective processes. Pedagogical content knowledge, PCK, intertwines both of the above in order to teach a specific theme or topic at the intersection of subjects in a powerful way. To this end, the program offers separate asynchronous online CK modules with an introduction to basic knowledge per discipline, and PK models, including classroom management. In-person sessions focus on developing PCK through a design assignment in which prospective teachers collaboratively design effective integrated learning environments from a thematic and transdisciplinary project-based approach. The design of effective education in PGS in practice is offered through a structured and goal-oriented design cycle consisting of several phases: choosing a topic and determining learning objectives, including divergent and convergent brainstorming, an initial structuring of learning content, teaching and learning activities, and learning materials with attention to forms of evaluation and feedback, a constructive alignment check, concrete elaboration, and finally a reflection phase as a conclusion. a qualitative rubric for designing effective PGS learning environments accompanies this cycle. This can be seen in another resource linked on the resource bank titled Qualitative Rubric for Designing Effective PGS Learning Environments. In training prospective teachers for this subject, a lot of attention is paid to dealing with diversity, differentiation, and care for learners, as PGS classes are characterized by a high degree of heterogeneity among learners in all respects. Think of, for example, socioeconomic differences, ethnic differences, cultural differences, religious, intellectual, linguistic, motivational differences, and so on. Prospective teachers therefore learn to consciously deal with all these aspects when designing effective PGS education. Differentiation is approached as a balancing act with an eye for all learners. Support, but also sufficient challenge where necessary, and setting high expectations for all learners.